Dissolve the NRA? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. On Thursday, New York's Attorney General announced her intention to dissolve the NRA, alleging it filed inaccurate tax documents and that Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on personal trips for himself and his family, including,
on at least eight occasions, private jets to and from the Bahamas at a total cost of over $500,000.
CBS's Jeff Pegues says the NRA wasted no time in responding,
calling the lawsuit baseless as well as a transparent attempt to score political points.
One problem with that comeback: the allegations aren't from politicians. They're from whistleblowers within the NRA, including board members and donors. But still, dissolve the NRA, really? If NRA members want to keep supporting Wayne LaPierre's private flights, let them. Because the problem with dissolving the NRA is that it would bankrupt our political system. How many times does a Democrat beg you for money to help him fight the NRA? And how many times do Republicans beg you for money to support the NRA, whether you love it or hate it? The NRA is the vibranium of American politics. And all it asks of its membership is a little money to send Wayne LaPierre on a nice vacation to the Bahamas. Eight times. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.